Thank you so much for joining us in conversation as we continue to talk about things that matter to you. As I've mentioned earlier on, Finance Minister Tito Mboweni then is in sharp focus this morning as he delivers the 2019 budget speech. A woman's rights advocate is therefore calling on government to provide grants for rural housewives who are not economically active because of gender inequalities. These women regarded rural and categorized as not working are referred to as Umam Tembu. We're going to be chatting a lot more about Umam Tembu. Now, Nomkita Geisman and SADC Parliamentary Forum Gender Program Manager says that government must make provisions for these women in government's expenditure this year. She joins you now on the line to chat to us a little bit more about that. Nomkita, very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning
to the listeners too.
Yes. Momnomkita, it certainly is an interesting concept. Talk to me about this concept of Umam Tembu. What is or who is Umam Tembu?
Good morning again. Umam Tembu is referred to any mom so-and-so who is out there in a village, in a squatter camp, in a township, wherever, who is perceived not to be working because she is not holding a full-time employment job. Yet she is working. She is doing the kind of work that might not be visible on your eyes, but she is holding the family together. She does all the household chores, which are not perceived as work, which are not even counted when the country counts, calculates the gross domestic product of each year. Umam Tembu is regarded as somebody who is not working, and yet she is working.
And when we talk about, you know, that they're working and they're not regarded as working, and they would love to have been in the working industry, but we must face the fact that there is gender inequality in South Africa. And so talking about that, how big is gender inequality in South African rural areas and informal settlements?
I wouldn't only put it only in that context of rural areas and informal settlements. It cuts across the whole country, the whole region, the whole world. Inequalities come in different forms, in different ways, depending what the needs of that particular woman are. For instance, the needs of rural women, illiterate, poor, semi-literate, might not be the same as the needs of a woman staying in the suburbs, who the one at the suburbs would be worried about interest rates for her credit card, whether the domestic worker will show up, whether she will have electricity and water today because of all the load shedding. While Umam Tembu is worried about survival issues, that if I don't wake up now and go and get water, I'll be late to do A, B, C, D. If I don't wake up now and go and get firewood and make fire and boil water for everyone, it means that the whole family will not function. But what puts those women together is that they have set needs that affect both the two groups. The biggest one is what we call in gender, the strategic gender needs. The biggest one is issues of safety and security. If I wake up as Umam Tembu at 4 a.m. and go to the river, I might not be saved. I might be raped. I might be attacked. The same need that will be expressed by the woman from the urban areas, from the suburb, will always look after her issues of safety also. If I go out to drive out of my garage, I must be careful that I'm also safe.
So,
we call...
Yes.
Okay.
No, no, I'm listening for you to finish.
So we call those needs the strategic gender needs, which affect all women irrespective of class, of race, or wherever they are, literacy and everything. Hence, I'm saying gender inequalities cut across the entire country. They know no race, they know no class, but it's the practical gender needs which are different, which might face, certain needs will face only the likes of Maim Tembo, while certain needs will all face the likes of that woman staying in the suburbs. But they have something in common that they share.
All right. And to you listening at home, 6 minutes now before we get to 10 o'clock, we are chatting to SADC Parliamentary Forum Gender Program Manager, that is Uma Mnomkita Khaisman, who's joining you to chat to you about the fact that they are calling on government to provide grants for rural housewives who are not economically active because of gender inequalities. Now, these women regarded rural and categorized as not working are referred to as umamtembu. And of course, Mamnomkita has been explaining this to you, what umamtembu is all about and what they are trying to achieve. Now, Mama, very quickly, while running out of time, you know, you're calling for these women to receive grants. What in essence are you, is the message that you're pushing forward to government? And also, women receiving grants seems like it won't really free them from the chains of gender inequalities. Is this the solution then that is really needed to free them and making sure that they are economically active in their communities?
I hear your point. Those grants, you know, South Africa has got so many grants. Social grants, old age, disability, and also child support grants. And nobody ever thinks of that category of women. I put it under umamtembu. That there are those women who make other people within the household, within the entire society, to be effective. What are we doing about them? Those grants I'm talking about, it's a, I believe it will be a starter pack, something to free umamtembu to be a recognizable member of the society. For instance, we know in rural areas, in urban areas, in townships, they have societies like your grocery club, your savings club, where at the end of the year they buy groceries for each other. Umamtembu cannot be a member of that because she is not employed. She does not earn anything at the end of the year, at the end of the day. Those grants will make a lot of difference in Umamtembu's life. She'll be able to join a grocery club, for example, or a savings club. And Umamtembu, if she's a member of the Mother's Union at the church, she's a full congregant, will be able to make a contribution to her church instead of waiting for her husband or someone to give her money as a gift so that once in a while she's able to pay. That's what I'm talking about. That's economic development of umamtembu by contributing and becoming a member to those groups.
And so therefore, Mama, before we let you go, what would then be your parting words to this Cape Talk community?
What I would like to say, the government should really consider, first, when they count the GDP, they must look at the work that is done by umamtembu. Either umamtembu is a household, or that umamtembu who comes in as a domestic worker. That umamtembu makes you to be effective, to be a good CEO, to be a good executive. Her work is valuable. Let's put value into that work. Let's cherish that work. Let's regard that work as work. And then we start to compensate it. When umamtembu finally says, I want a job, where have you worked before? She must not be regarded as a person who has not worked. She has worked. She has kept her household together.
All right.
My parting word is that the government should try and consider the work that is undertaken by rural, poor, illiterate women women who are working from the crack of dawn until sunset. They are the first to wake up, they are the last to go to bed. Consider them, make a point that you support them as the government.
All right.
They must be recognized.
Mama, thank you so much for joining us on the show this evening. And most certainly, Unomkid, this is the name that we are going to be remembering as we continue to talk about these things. Thank you so much to Unomkid Geisman, SADC Parliamentary Forum Gender Program Manager, joining you on the show this morning. And most certainly, it is a fair conversation to have and to say that Unomtembu then, as she explains, Unomtembu is those women in the rural areas that are not necessarily just sitting down, but they are working. But because of the past or inequalities in South Africa, they find themselves not making money, and there needs to be a grant that's provided to them. It's a conversation that we must have, and we'd love to hear what your views are.